Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
All right, as heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle. Hi there, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. It's Nerd Talk Plus. From the wasteland of Eastern Washington, he's our skin squatch, but he's your Tony Pizza. I can't even remember why. He's Tony Pizza. Or excuse me, Anthony Pizza.
Thank you. Anthony Pizza was my father.
Tony Jr. over here.
You can call me Tony.
Okay. From the wasteland.
You can call me Tony Pizza Pocket.
Yeah. He's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He's our Crash Bandicoot, but your meat daddy. Old Corndog One here, we call him Siege. Hi, Siege.
Hello, boys. How we doing today?
Oh, well, alive. Here we go.
Are we? We had people asking.
I actually don't know if we're alive. I sometimes think it is a simulation, especially when other people say it's a simulation. I'm like, that is what someone in my simulation would say to throw
to
me
keep
off
me
the
from.
Track.
Yeah.
Jacqueline.
You know, the thing that makes me think that we're probably not in a simulation of my own making is that I saw a trailer. You know, you guys ever see like the trailers on YouTube that's like, you're like, oh, what? They're making a movie for this? And in my case, it was Men in Black 5, which I have like a real soft spot in my heart for Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones and the Men in Black franchise.
I've read your fanfic.
Yes, you have. the part where they they never have sex with each other.
Oh, you think that's a big dick? Well, take a look at this, Will Smith.
He's a Dickchinian.
That's a pretty good Tommy Lee Jones, right? That was okay, right?
Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah. I saw a thing today.
I don't
today.
Care.
I was like,
okay,
new trailer for Men in Black 5, and I was like, oh, hell yeah, and I clicked on it, which, like, honestly was way too enthusiastic of a response for something like that movie, but for me it's like I'm like, oh hell yeah. And so I clicked on it and it was like an AI generated fan made potential, and I was like, god damn it, like this is just,
once he was done off he was like, all right, back to work.
That's so funny because I just saw an article today on, I think it was Medium. It was by some guy like Caden Bond, and it was, can AI generate my will to live? And I was just like, ooh, click. And just read the whole thing. I was like, nope. Damn it.
Well, fellas, we've got a big story about this coming up on Nerd Talk Plus.
What?
Whoa.
Shout outs to Sean Gravy Gervin, who wouldn't let us be his therapist today and said therapy like a smart, emotionally secure person, but whatever. We'd be way better.
On the other end of the gravy verse.
I sat in a coffee shop today for about 20 minutes next to two therapists who were having a meeting, and I was like, this is basically therapy for me, right? Like, listening to them talk about trauma, I'm like, yeah, sure. Like, some of this sounds like things that I relate to. So this is free therapy, just like eavesdropping on these two ladies talking about their counseling business
that
they own.
Therapy is really interesting because it's not a cure. Like, you don't cure the problems that you have. It just teaches you how to deal with them. But there's like a several year period there where you're like, oh, so this is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And
you feel like you're going into every session being like, no, I'm going to win this debate.
Dude.
What? Not quite, but yes, I hear you.
Here's why you shouldn't Sydney Sweeney yourself. Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Here's why. Allow me to pull out a full-on, like, list written in calligraphy.
I'm guessing out of the three of us, Brandon is the most likely to have tried learning calligraphy. Brandon?
I would say there was a time in my life where hand lettered signage was something that I was trying to get into. Yeah. I was also really big into the Lumineers and string lights in the backyard.
There you go.
You just answered that question like Kamala Harris asking if it's been, you know, if she's better off now than she was 5 years ago or whatever. Yeah. Not answering.
I'm not doing any hand letter signage anymore. It's all on Adobe Illustrator.
The proper way. Yeah, so anyway, none of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain yet, but if you are, let us know what we potentially get right, or
like
more likely get wrong. And if you could, hop on to nerdtalkplus.com and write us a review, or just find us online there to say sexy things about Siege. Again, nerdtalkplus.com. We have a review.
Yes, we do. We've also got several notes, but I'm only reading one of them. Hey, where have you guys been? Is Brandon sucking off the sunlight of summer?
Stormlight, thank you. But... Stormlight.
I like that one.
Is that the full thing? That's amazing.
That was the first note. But we did actually get a review. If you guys want to, you can go to nerdtalkplus.com, find all of our places to reach us, or you can go straight to Apple Podcasts, where you can hit us up with 5 stars and leave us an actual review, which sends people to us, helps us out very much. We got one from back in July.
Yeah.
So right on time.
Yeah.
From our good friend, I saw, therefore I am. So much guffawing. 5 stars. Back in the before times when I would actually go into the office to work, I'd listen to Gregor and be that weirdo on public transport who was laughing at whatever was coming through my earbuds.
Aww.
Since working at home, I don't listen to the radio nearly as much, but you can with Odyssey, the Odyssey app.
Yeah, it's free.
It's free.
Download now.
So when I found this podcast, I was super happy to be guffawing again. But now my pets look at me funny instead of my fellow commuters on public transport. Thank you for the educational content and entertainment. Smiley face.
Well, I've got a couple things to say about that. One, you're the best, and thank you, I saw something for Jim or whatever his name was.
I saw, therefore I am.
You can be like Sean Gravy Gervin and listen to us at the gym while you're working out if you now have an at-home job. However, we will probably demoralize you into not wanting to do anything and just, you know, becoming...
Correct.
Fat and happy or whatever, so just or miserable really is what that means. But yeah, just a warning, but take us with you wherever you go. Now, Brandon, I understand that maybe you might be trying to, you said to me that not everyone gets our sense of humor.
Yeah.
And I'd like to point out this one time where we went to dinner. It was you and your wife and me and this nice lady that I was seeing, and it didn't go great for everyone, but it went great for Brandon and I.
Yeah.
We had a good time.
Yeah.
And the consensus that didn't need to be said, but was said, is that we're not funny and that Siege is funny. And like then you find out that your wife is DMing with Siege all the time, and it's like, well, okay, that makes sense. My date at the time was like, yeah, I agree. Siege is the funny one. Like, okay, great. Yeah. So when you say maybe our humor doesn't translate, like, I kind of already have hurt feelings about that, but I get it. I get it, you know?
Yeah.
I've lived this whole life as who I am. I understand. Yeah. So, but you have an example perhaps or something?
Yeah. So I play on a rec soccer league now, and we're terrible.
Awesome.
And it's a guy that I know from around the corner that lives near me, who's like a super nice guy, but this team is like just, I was in jazz band and danced ballet for like 15 years. Like I was not involved or included in bro culture with friends because my friends were not the bro-y type, right? And like sometimes I like really wish I had been involved in that because like just having buddies and like the bros and like that's what, you know, all the social medias are like, yeah, you and the boys. So anyway,
who are we?
Now
like it's just locker room talk.
Well, but this isn't bro. This isn't bro cult. Let me put it this way. We're bros, but not in the way. This bro culture is very much like, let's all just make, we make jokes at our own expense often related to our bodies and our mentality and our mental health and things like that.
Scientology.
These guys, it's just like all, but I don't ever think it's like a, what do you call it? Like a cover up for a deeper relationship, right? It just feels like this is who we are. So this is what we do. With this group, it feels very much like, let's not, like, we will never talk about anything real. Like, how is your family and your kids? And hey, I heard your kid was just in the NICU. Like, how are things going with that? It's more like, let's just talk about, like, not my kid. I'm like one of the guys on the
specific,
team. Right?
Yeah. Thank you, thank you.
No, there's a guy on my team where every time I see him, like, hey man, how's your kid? Like, you just had a baby. So anyway, but
it's
then
like, back off, dude.
So all this is the context for, like, all these guys are just like, ha ha ha, like, not even like dicks and stuff, but ha ha ha, like, you're gay and you're gay.
Yeah.
And so
just locker room talk, everybody.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, exactly. It's exactly that. So this one guy yesterday was like, oh yeah, so I was playing, when I played soccer in high school, I shattered my, they love to talk about their injuries and how bad their injuries were and how they knew how bad they were, and nobody else knew how bad it was, but I knew how bad it was. And this guy, like, shattered his ankle, like, hobbled off of the field. He's like, my girl was in the stands, which I was like, every bro says my girl or my lady.
My Dodge Charger was in the parking lot.
Not like m'lady, but like my lady was in the stands, or like my girl.
That
or
bitch
my
that cooked for me was in the stands.
The woman I have temporary access to sometimes. He was like, yeah, she was like, don't be a bit. Sorry, I won't swear, but she was like, don't be a, you know. And he was like, oh, I'll bet you that it's shattered. And
what?
And he was like, and then I got it x-rayed and it was, and I was like, whoa. And he's like, so I got anal. I was like, she let you put it in your own because he thought it, he was
just hitting the marker button a couple hundred times here. No big deal, don't worry about that.
All these are going on social.
I thought very much that it was a very funny twist at the end
I'm gonna replace the word so it says candy. Candy if it's shattered. Candy if it's shattered.
You put candy in your
You put Sydney Sweeney's boobs in your candy.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
Anyway, I thought it was a great twist on, like, ha ha ha, like, I'm so cool because I got to do my girlfriend. Versus like, hey, you did yourself. Sorry, man. Candy.
I got to do my girlfriend in the candy.
Anyway, and he just did not think that was very funny. I was like half expecting him to be like, you think I'm gay, bro? And it didn't end up happening. But anyway, that's where I was like, oh yeah, my this kind of humor does not translate
Spokane
to apparently bro culture or Spokane. Yeah, maybe Spokane.
Broken.
Do you ever be like, oh, yo, it's okay, and like pull out your chain and like just to like assert dominance?
Yeah. I'm Tony really Pizza. To
Yo.
Hey, you're Anthony Pizza. What is that fight?
Oh, look.
From Big Mario's.
What a traitor.
How many pizza references do you have on today?
Now,
I did wear socks today that had pizza on them. So,
guys, nice. I think I have the Jesus Christ.
That's Tony Pizza, baby. What do you want?
Now, I would like to signal that I feel like I'm becoming more mature because of the fact now that I'm learning to be able to. Siege already does this because he has no boundaries, I don't think. But I'm able to sit with the weird stuff that happens. Because it's only weird for both of you if you let it be. And so if it's just weird for the other person and not for you, then it's not your problem or whatever.
Yep.
So I'm becoming better at that. So I don't know where you stand with it, Brandon. I'm not trying to suggest you're one way or the other. But when you say something like that and it doesn't go right, don't apologize.
I didn't care. Never. I did not care at all.
Don't feel bad.
Yeah.
Just let them suffer.
Yeah, I very much realize that, like, you're the only person that remembers the stupid stuff that you say, like, 10 years later, and you sit up in bed thinking about it at 2 in the morning, and you're like, oh, I can't believe,
but then
like,
Gravy,
I bet you that person.
Gravy and I go to lunch, and he's like, I say something, and he's like, oh, yeah, it's like that one time that you said you prefer your bread a little more thinly sliced. And we were talking about women and how I'm like, how I have a type, tall and lean, because that's what I have or whatever. And he used a reference that I apparently said some years ago that I have no idea, but I was like, that is a good analogy.
Right, so let's
that guy's gonna be like, I think that Brandon guy might be gay, and like, I don't know if he likes me or not. And he's gonna think about that for the next decade, being like, should I leave my wife and try
perfect
that?
So never make a mistake in your speech around gravy, because he'll remember it until he dies. but anybody else is not thinking about the things that you say 10 years later like you are.
And next time you play with that guy, anytime you're about to pass to him, turn and look at him and stare at him for like two solid seconds before he pats.
Give him a
just
good
like
wink.
Eye contact.
He is our goalkeeper, and I do play in the defense, so I get to do that a lot.
Nice.
Yeah. Is it indoor or outdoor?
The shorts in the back.
It's outdoor, but we are starting indoor this week.
Indoor is so hard. It is so fast.
Oh, I love it.
Our outdoor game yesterday was, it's a 90-minute long game, 11-on-11. With
how many subs do you get?
You have as many subs as you want, but unless nobody
subs
shows
have to
up.
Show up.
Like yesterday, where we all played the whole 90-minute. It was, I feel,
just
the worst
down.
Today.
Just sit down.
Yeah.
The thing that used to cause me the most stress out of my entire week was the afternoon leading to the evening of soccer. And it was with our whole team was just radio station people. So it was just a bunch of awful soccer players with one guy who was awesome that went to Western, but like was, you know, he was the A league instead of the C league that we were in. And so, but I used to get so stressed out about how bad it was going to be, and then it would be terrible, and then we would get drunk, and it was totally fine. And now I look back on it, I don't remember any of that stress, and I'm like, that was so fun. So,
Isn't
that great how you can, like, romanticize the past like that?
You know, these two therapists that I sat to in the coffee shop today were talking about specifically that, about how, like, trauma... like your brain, I don't know, something about how trauma and you forget things in order to be a better person.
It's like with... women who give birth oftentimes will have a second baby despite the fact that it was the worst experience of their entire life, because the brain shuts that part out and is like, let me overfill you with oxytocin so you have these great memories of how precious it was to be holding this tiny sack of turds, instead of being like, remember when that thing tore you open at the crotch? Like, yeah, that's not the part that, like, I guess sticks around.
We've blown an O-ring.
So, yeah. Yeah. Boy, do I have some graphic photos from childbirth that I didn't take. The doula did, and I was like, no one.
No.
You had a doula?
Yeah, dude. And she showed up. She was busy when we called her. We're like, well, that's not how this works.
Yeah.
And then she showed up.
The kid is coming.
And then she didn't follow through afterwards. Terrible experience. A doula is a person who's like a birth aide, just so everyone knows. Yeah.
Just
you know
be
how
there.
I'm like, I'm already a person who's like, I very much don't want to inconvenience you. Like, even if you're the person that I'm paying to do something, like, please.
Yeah, I'll help you paint. Yeah, you're here to paint, but I'll help you.
Yeah, I'll help you. Yeah, sure.
Want me to carry those buckets? Okay, yeah.
Our kid was born on Christmas Day, and try to be like, oh, yeah, hey, doula, you should totally come in on the night of Christmas Eve because we're in labor and we're gonna need you to come help. I'd be like, but if you're with your family or something, like, please don't come, like, but we absolutely needed it. Like,
but you definitely have to come, but also, like, don't put
like
yourself
I'm paying
out.
You a lot of money to be here, but like, if you know, if you're opening your presents, then please don't.
I feel like I have, or my family has, like, a history of interrupting things. I was born during a Philadelphia Eagles playoff game 2 days before Christmas. Rude. And my dad was mad. He had to take my mom to the hospital. And then my son was born 9/11.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wait, you said he's almost 15, no. And I was counting back. It's been more than 15 years.
Not the 9/11, but he was...
Oh, man, I was watching that.
Well, why do you think he finished? Oh, wait, no, that's not when it was conceived. My bad.
Yeah.
I have a friend whose birthday is 9/11. That is not your kid, Siege. Your child and I do not communicate, but I would, but...
I know you would.
I have a friend, and he, like, he runs this... I won't sell him out because he might not like it, but he runs this this business, and then they sell this product, and I was like, for your birthday, are you going to do, like, a big... You know, they could do like a big sale and make a thing out of that.
You're going to do a big blowout?
It was like, let me just.
Cameron. Sorry. He's
like, let me just tell you, my birthday's on 9/11, and so, and I was like, oh, you could do a big campaign, like, celebrate 9/11. And he was like, yeah. Greg. And I was like, oh, again, like Brandon's talking about, I don't know you well enough to be making this joke.
Yeah.
For the record, 9/11, total tragedy. We all understand that. We all get it. You get through difficult situations by being silly, and it's disrespectful, but also we don't mean any actual disrespect. Go back to the disclaimer at the beginning of the show if you're upset.
Yeah. I mean, that was actually a problem with my second ex-wife. Like, she was in New York for 9/11. You know, she was interning.
She's what we call a...
So... She was there for 9/11, and my son's birthday was 9/11.
She was 9/11, there, like, so I'm always, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, she was there for that. She, like, made a pilgrimage.
Was there. She, you know,
oh, look, I'm getting a call from a Saudi number. Oh, hello. Oh, yes, Allahu Akbar. Okay, cool.
So, like, trying to have a birthday party for my kid on the same day where she was in mourning, that just wasn't happening. So.
I'm going to teach him how to shave his balls, though. It's going to be awesome.
It's true. It's true. Happy birthday, kid.
I'm trying to figure, because every time I talk about my kid's birthday, balls. Which
wait,
is,
did we say that before the pod? Hold on, real quick.
Oh, we did say that before.
Did I just make a reference that doesn't make sense? Because, okay.
What
to
else
be clear, Siege sent his kid a manscaper for his 15th or 16th birthday, or whatever. Okay,
15th birthday.
Okay, I just want to be. Let me be clear. This has a tie into reality.
Okay, now you officially cannot communicate with this child.
Well, not for a few years. I'm fine being a groomer, just not actively being.
Speaking of grooming, that's why you got the manscaper.
I mean, he's the real groomer. If you
groom yourself, boy.
I didn't groom him. He groomed himself.
See, wasn't me. Anyway. So, you guys like AI or
smooth?
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good thing you do, because first of all, I was searching for a story about AI and the game Doom, okay? And I was sure it was from Gizmodo.com, all right? And when I was searching Doom, whatever the keywords were, and Gizmodo.com, the thing that came up was a related search, I guess you would say, quote, "This Doom-playing fleshlight buzzes with delight every time you kill a demon."
Nice!
We might have talked about that on this show, but also the fact that someone made a Doom-playing fleshlight. Like, wow. Is it the joystick? Or, like, how does
I mean, is it Bluetooth? Does it connect to PS5? Is it Xbox? I mean,
where do
what
I get
system
one?
Is it on?
Yeah. Well, okay, so this is a thing now. Not jokes aside, but jokes aside, I was reading about how there's a team of game designers that are using AI that will program and run a game as you're playing it. Like, it doesn't exist. The code doesn't exist before. As you move the mouse to make your character go, it's generating what the character is going to be running into real time. So you give it a premise. In this case, they gave it Doom, the 1990s shoot 'em up demon classic that now you can attach to your wiener somehow.
Nice.
And they had the machine.
You get to use it as a chainsaw?
The BFG. I haven't unlocked that one yet somehow.
I have that anime.
And so the idea here is that they could generate the game as you go. The limitation is that they only have enough memory to do this for 20 seconds at a time, which is obviously not enough time to play most games. Never mind, I'm not going to say
unless
that.
You're playing with a flashlight.
Yeah, thank you. That's a better way of saying what I was going to say. And so it got me thinking about this. Like, you could imagine your own premise. Say it's a Star Wars adventure game, but it's not scripted at all. the AI like just developed the story as you went along. And now it's not this year, but in 10 years when they have enough memory to be able to do that, or when they have some like basic things that they can tell it to do in reaction.
We've burned all of the rainforest.
Yes. Yeah, well, of course. Yeah, yeah. We're not going to need that. Coruscant in Star Wars didn't need a rainforest. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, let's say you're playing a Star Wars game and it just generated as you went along. So you're going to be like a evil Jedi Wookiee, and it just, that's just where it goes. Now, if we all played the same game, and what was the name of the game where it was like you could kind of choose to go good or evil? It was on like Xbox back in the day, and like as you played, you would get like more and more evil, and you'd start growing horns and stuff.
And
Knights of the Old Republic is kind of like that.
GoldenEye.
No, it wasn't GoldenEye.
No, I know the game you're talking about.
Anyway, they made a couple of them, and like it would respond to how you played, but it was all choose your own adventure style. It was all pre-planned or whatever. This wouldn't be, and so. Imagine if all three of us played the game and Siege, Chaotic, Neutral, and then whatever Brandon and I are individually, it generated a game along with that. And video games became no longer about like Cal Kestis defeating the Empire in a Star Wars related game. Instead, it was like Siege starts a
cult.
A prostitution cult. Yeah. And you're banging space worms.
Nice.
Yeah. And meanwhile, I'm like, we need justice or whatever I'm up to being, you know.
You can come recruit my worms, but I mean.
Ignorantly pious, but also dark on the inside. And, you know, he's
that's actually the name of your hut strip club is Recruit Your Worms. Recruit Worms.
But so just imagine though that like suddenly like we already have a million different things to watch that isn't the same as our friends. Like one of us might be watching The Bear and another one might be watching The Acolyte or whatever. There might not be any crossover. And so the references that we make to 90s Simpsons or to Ip Man or whatever it is, these things that we share, Top Gun, these things, like they won't be there anymore because the game is generated as you go. For you,
but it'll be based off of like your, like the way that like ads are served up to you right now, right? Is like based on your search history, based on your browsing, like all of that stuff is going to be connected to it, right?
Exactly.
Like that's so you're going to be in there, and it's going to be like your references to Ip Man and Top Gun, and you're going to be like, it's karate on airplanes in space, right? Like,
hell
like
yeah.
it's gonna feel more.
And I'm a Jedi.
Yeah, and you're a Jedi doing karate. You're basically Donnie Yen from Rogue One.
Only a Wookiee.
But you're a Wookiee and you're flying a F-18.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like this could be it. Like it's like virtual reality, only real-time synthesized.
Yeah.
Which sounds wild to me. But then like you change it, like, let's say you're into half-naked firefighters. That's like your thing. And the AI just starts writing that game for you. And then after a while, you're like, oh, this is kind of boring. And the game is like, oh, they're kind of losing interest. The same old tricks aren't working. Boobs. And you're like, whoa.
There you go. You're like, see, but where's it going to get its information from? It's going to get it from the internet. So, I mean,
It's the same way your TikTok feed works. It's like the more you engage with things, the further away from a similar experience we're getting because it's also customized to who we are as individuals. There's no middle ground anymore where we like all are forced on us. If you want to watch the show, it's on Sundays at 7. And then like that's your frame of reference and people plan their lives around that. Instead, the content is being generated for us. So why not a video game?
I like this idea.
I think it's scary, but I think it's cool.
Man, it's like, this is like one of those situations where it's not quite Dungeons and Dragons-esque where it's like you try and, where the story goes as you make it, but I'm trying to figure out a way to like say this, but it's basically like if you just lived in this free world and not like real life, but like
virtual reality.
Yeah. Yeah, virtual reality. You really got to become these things that you're trying to. It's like that. What was that movie? Free Guy.
Yeah. There's a comedian I recently saw a bit from where, and I wish I could remember what his name was, but he said, he's like, I'm not into horoscopes or astrology because like I look out at all of the stars and think, wow, this universe is crazy. I am so insignificant in the scale of things, where somebody who believes in astrology looks at all the stars and say, what does this say about me? And that's exactly what these like generated video games are going to be like. It's going to be like, how is this game tailored to me specifically? Like, how can it be more about me than any other game? Like, all these other games are about like the experience and the environment and blah blah blah. This is going to like distill everything into just the things that you're into. Or worse yet, imagine a horror game that horror distills game? Everything.
That's what I went to.
Horror was game.
Is that the one with Matthew Broderick?
Recruiture.
Horror games. Horror 1983 classic.
That is a horror game that is specifically procedurally generated with the things that you don't even know you're scared of, but AI realizes like, oh, I bet you this will make him crap himself.
Well, that's okay. So like, I think about this a little bit from a different perspective. For the last 25 years, like, people forget that this didn't exist, but for like the last 20-25 years, it's been stories put together from the cutting room floor. It's The Bachelor. It's those type of shows where it's like they create drama out of nothing and then call it real. Like, what if now you were the one that was cast as The Bachelor or The Bachelorette?
What if
they made you that person? You gave the roses. You did the dirty things.
Can you imagine if I was
The Bachelor? You put the flashlight on.
The Fatchler.
Fat Bachelor.
Fat Bachelor.
Why not,
Golden
man?
Bachelor.
Oh, we've had Golden Bachelor, we've had a Black Bachelor, we've had an Asian Bachelor. Why not a Fat Bachelor? Where's there the representation?
Well, so like that's just it though, is like with the Twitch streaming world that we have, some people don't want, like, the dudes that you play soccer with, Brandon, are just gonna be like, yeah, then I got hurt, and then I made money. And then that game's gonna be really boring, so they're still gonna need to watch
Fat Bachelor.
They're still going to need to watch Fat Bachelor. Yeah. And so it's like, it'll be a combination between Twitch streaming and the creativity of somebody who makes something interesting out of something that's terrible. Like, the way that all of this could go, so we could still have shared experiences. All I'm saying is that when the robots are finally ready to start using us for energy, they've got it totally set up for them where they just put the helmet on and it's like, hey, guess what? You're in control of this whole world. Whatever you want happens, go for it.
I'm here for it.
And so that's when I'm like, maybe this is a simulation, and that's exactly what's happening right now. And they're just letting me imagine.
No, because then Men in Black 5 would be real, but not some AI bad trailer.
What if they release it, though? What if they make a movie? Oh, my voice is cracked. Like, what if they...
And see, like, some of those trailers, though, they do catch you off. Like, you guys remember the one in, I know, God, what was it, 6 years ago or so? It was pre-pandemic. It was supposed to be Dundee.
Oh,
you guys remember that?
Yeah,
where it was like Danny McBride was supposed to be like the son of Mick Dundee.
Oh my God, that'd be like, awesome.
Yeah, and they had like every Australian actor like get together in this one. It was like a 3-minute trailer and it was awesome. And like Margot Robbie was like a little donk and she was just like a crazy drunk slamming stuff around. And it was just like a trailer for Visit Australia.
Yeah.
I was like, damn it, I want there to be a movie.
Now we're that close to being able to just input that into a machine and have it generate it pretty believably.
There's this, I followed a whole like, I think I went back by the time I discovered the first what's a recruiter worm podcast title episode or episode title, right?
Obviously I already wrote it down.
Okay, good. but I discovered this, like, I watched a reel and then I was like, oh, that's crazy. And I went back and watched like 3 months of it, but it was just like an AI generated story with images about like the Carrot Kingdom versus the Rutabaga, and it was like told in like like an intergalactic space opera about like the Radish tribe was a nomadic blah blah blah, and I was like, whoa, this is like Lord of the Rings and Star Wars and Dune all put together, but it's about vegetables. And all of the vegetables made sense about like why the garlic would be the way that it was as a person or like as a clan.
Anthony Pizza.
Yeah. Oh, man. And they all came together.
So that's so crazy because like my whole experience on the internet right now is just, it's like serving, it knows I'm going to Japan, so it's just serving me up a bunch of like Japanese stuff. But then now it's just become like 20s Japanese women who live in Los Angeles just being like, get ready with me. And I'm like, yeah. And like,
yeah,
you know who I was married to? You know, these things, like, I'm not one of those dudes that's just chasing after Asian chicks or whatever, but I'm not saying no to this content. I'm like, okay, cool. And then the other thing is like, I'm just all week, I've been getting hollow body guitar. It's like what it's been showing me, just dudes shredding on hollow body guitars. And I'm like, all right. As Gravy told me, he's like, you built that algorithm brick by brick. And I'm like, I guess. But like, I want rutabagas versus carrots. It sounds way better.
Oh, don't worry. I just sent you the Instagram account that the story
I just saw it pop up.
It's called the fall of the broccoli empire.
Made by the Fractal Knot, if anyone wants to follow.
The Fractal Knot, N-A-U-T, it's real good. There's 63...
is the X-rated version? Do you put a Y on the end, and then it's the Fractal Knot?
The Fractal Knot.
That's
up your candy! All right, dudes, I was searching for something, and I came across another headline that I just thought I would share, just because it's... I just read it as I was, like, combing through things. It just says... Electrocuted birds are bursting into flames and setting wildfires.
Hell yeah.
That sounds incredible. Like, stupid idiot birds, what are you doing?
Well, that sounds like the name of an Explosions in the Sky album.
Yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
Really, it does.
Godspeed you, Black Emperor. Oh, do you think electrocuted birds are bursting into flames and setting wildfires? No, it's like 70 minutes long, though.
It's either that or what's his face? I'll have to think of the other band that. Dang it! What are they called?
So that's just a transition from one animal story to the next. Perhaps you heard about this, Brandon. This is right up your alley. I know it's adjacent, but I think it still works. R.I.P. to Hvaldimir, the beluga whale. It's not a whale; it's a porpoise. Thought to be a one-time Russian spy. It was discovered in 2019 wearing a harness with an attachment that could fit like a camera or other spy equipment.
That's right.
And the harness had Equipment St. Petersburg written on it, which tells me it was probably a Chinese spy.
Or because they were just like Tampa Bay.
Someone else, I mean, was writing the equipment
Florida.
Of
Florida.
Like, oh, you mean St. Petersburg.
Yeah, St. Petersburg, Florida. Yeah.
Okay, fine. Yeah. That's fine.
Still would have been a Russian spy.
First rule of spying, don't write your name on the equipment, obviously. Norway discovered him and called him Hvaldimir, which is a combo of Russia's Vladimir and the Norwegian word for whale, Hval. Again, they're not whales, so this is annoying, but whatever that is. Unless, of course, the misnomer was on porpoise.
God damn it.
Shoutouts to Matt Hayward. That joke is for him. He made a very bad pun after photographing Metallica that had to do with Injustice for All. He used an album name or something like that, and I was like, oh my god. And then so when I wrote this, I made it just so I could send it to him and be like,
why are you saying that the beluga whale is not a whale?
I thought it's a porpoise. I thought it's more like a killer whale.
Beluga whale's a whale. Wait, they are cetacean. Which is a whale. I mean, which technically people say that technically orcas aren't whales because they're dolphins, but technically dolphins are whales. So that's the whole.
Technically, all fruits are vegetables. Also, you know what I mean? There's like the distinctions to help us differentiate.
Oh yeah,
yeah. There's no such. There's like fruit is just a term that was invented for the culinary industry, like. See, I might have it mixed up. It might be all vegetables or fruit, technically, or whatever. Oh. But the idea that a pod that's grown from a plant is considered either vegetable or fruit. There's the other thing was just invented to help the industry be able to separate flavors.
Being blown right now.
You're being blown right now?
I
thought you said your sexy look wasn't going to get you any. Brandon looks
extra sexy. Pull the gold chain
today.
Back out, buddy. Come on.
Guys, I've lost like 15 pounds, on purpose.
You're such a turd, man. I keep reaching out to you and you don't respond to anything. God.
Yeah, sorry.
He's like looking so handsome in this picture with probably his wife or something. I don't know, whatever. That didn't matter. I
was definitely my wife.
I was like, no, it could have been like the dudes or something, your soccer bros or whatever. Yeah. But yeah, it was like not some other woman. I'm not trying to say Brandon is a stand up guy. But I was like, oh my God, Brandon is looking so trim right now. Look at that. And so I comment, nothing. I sent him a book recommendation, nothing. Brandon just full ignore mode. God, you're a jerk. Tony
Pizza. I'm sorry,
Pizza.
I'm the worst. Tony Pizza. I'm sorry, I'm the worst. I did see it, and I was like, is he... I didn't look closely at the picture before I posted it. I was like, I wonder if I did something in the photo that's making me look like I'm doing something stupid and Gregor's being sarcastic, or if he's actually being nice. And then, no, but to your credit, Greg, I did go, I think he's actually probably just being nice. I don't think I ever even opened the message. I think I just like saw that it came through, and you're like, oh, you're looking trim right now. And I was like, oh, that's really nice of him to say.
Well, look at him. He's playing soccer. He's out on the boat. He's got a little bit of a tan. His eyes are just so sparkly tonight.
Beaming. Beautiful.
Like, I mean, like, there's... I can't get enough of you right now, Brandon.
Still tiny dick. It's so weird, though.
Yeah. It's makes playing games with my fleshlight really hard. Don't worry, guys. My wife still looked at me this morning and said, you should probably gain some weight. You're looking too skinny.
What?
I was like,
I think you're gorgeous.
She's got to make you some of those hot dog watered popsicles that I keep suggesting.
She didn't say, I looked sickly, but like the word sickly was used in a roundabout way of talking about the way that I looked.
What's going on with you? You okay? You like, you dying
I'm
or
fine.
Something?
No, I'm fine.
Stressed
I'm just
out?
Like, I don't eat that much to begin with. And now I'm like running 90 minutes every Monday and,
also have worms
every once in a while. So yeah, it's just
rowing. Your boat's a motorboat.
Yeah, the motor doesn't work.
A bike even?
Just riding his bike on the boat.
I have a bike. Yeah, I have a bike.
Well, I'll tell you what. Old Gerg here has been on the old nutrition plan. Down 17 pounds at the time of recording. Whoa. Zero comments from anyone except for my former missus who said, hey, you're looking kind of gaunt. And I was like, I don't think that's what I'm looking for.
We can't win. We can't win.
I was looking, sickly, you know? Too.
I was looking real chubby, and now I look like a skeleton. Like, all right.
Meanwhile, I'm over here, the fat bachelor.
Wow.
Taking all your weight.
But it's your empire, buddy. We need
into like,
it.
He's We're like the black. He's the black hole.
I'm sucking up the fat light.
He's recruiting our worms.
Yeah. All right. Well. Speaking of hot bods, I'm really torn on this concept. A British dude has had his body frozen and shipped to the United States so it can be revived in the future, like Futurama. The facility...
Just the body? Is his head still alive?
No, it's like his whole
Oh, the whole shimmer bang.
Yeah. Like he's just dead.
The facility is in Michigan. I had to read the whole thing and then I was like, hold on. This dude's definitely dead, right? Because we don't have the technology to like... You know,
dry kind of like dry them. Freeze people or what, what's it called? The dry
cryo freeze.
Yeah, but what's the candy now that everybody's into? It's the freeze dried people. Yeah.
Oh boy, some freeze dried Skittles are off the hook.
Yeah, no,
it's great. Siege, I'd recommend it since Brandon's being a buzzkill right now. But
I'm here for astronaut food,
dude. It's amazing. Anyway, so this guy, like, he had terminal cancer, and so they froze him to death, or maybe he died first. I couldn't quite tell, but that doesn't matter. He's spent a ton of money so that way when they have the technology, they can revive him at the facility in Michigan. And I'm like, man, talk about being bummed out. You, like, come to and you're in Michigan? Like, the year 2214, Michigan is on fire.
You think that they, like...
don't you know?
The reason they do it in Michigan is because in the winter, in order to save energy, they just put all these human popsicles out like, on the lake. You just get all these like...
They're just hanging out on like the laundry cord.
And they're just bobbing. Like, whoop, whoop.
Kids are out ice skating, like playing hockey. There's just a dude.
I called them reanimated popsicle people. So yeah, like we're pretty much on the same page here. Yeah.
I'm thinking like, have we gotten to the point where we can do a Demolition Man type thing?
I mean, we should.
Can we reanimate people?
The problem is the trajectory we're on right now is that it's Idiocracy. Like, it's not going to be as cool as Futurama. It's like you're going to wake up and be like, okay, so where do we sign in? And they're like, you know how to write? And you're like, what?
Yeah.
Barely, but yeah. Yeah.
Dude, it's Biff Tannen's America.
Yeah.
We're going down.
Well, hopefully not. Everyone vote in November for not a felon. Anyway, I don't actually care if you vote or not. None of this matters. My existential crisis is full on.
Like, yeah, you might Gregor have already has his freezing scheduled for later this week.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
But he's getting frozen in Japan.
We're starting face first. That's the thing, is the election is while I'm in Japan. Maybe I just don't come back. Maybe I just, maybe I just figure out how to jump out of that plane somewhere.
Then, and then all of a sudden Japan has an illegal immigrant problem.
Yeah, I mean, you turn on sumo, it's just me getting devastated in sumo. Some 44-year-old man just getting annihilated. I wish I was the fat bachelor.
You could win, and then I'm just imagining, like, I can't put this on the podcast. Never mind.
Yes, you can.
I'm just imagining, like, Hakuho. I won't do the accent.
Okay, thank you.
Saying they took our jobs, but...
Yeah. I wish I had a South Park sounder right now.
They took her jerks.
All right, fellas, one more before we go. I hear about these things every so often, but now there is a proper, I didn't write down the name of the company. There's a proper San Francisco startup, a biotech company in the Bay Area that has scienced us a solution to the common hangover. Mm-hmm. Ironically, the cure is a shot of liquid. It's about the same amount.
Hair of the dog.
However much that is. It's called Z-Biotics or something like that. Which is the Z for zombie? Because that's awesome. Oh, you can read about it at sfstandard.com if you want.
Is it a Z-pack?
Apparently, it's an enzyme combo, and it breaks down the... acetaldehyde, a toxic gut-littering byproduct of alcohol that causes those morning after headaches and what they call stomach gymnastics.
So diarrhea. The idea
scientific is that term?
You take the shot of the enzyme, not of diarrhea, the shot of enzyme, and you have 18 hours of, like, you're in the clear, and it'll fight that off. Now, I want you to guess how much each shot of this costs so we can determine whether or not it's viable. Like, what would you...
$6 billion.
Let's put it this way. If you were at 7-Eleven and you were very hungover and you saw this shot, like, I'm talking about, like...
How did you know that that's where I end up when I'm hungover?
I don't know. But you'd say you're at 7-Eleven, you're very hungover, like, just even the idea of rolling food is, like, gonna make you yak, probably onto the rollers, and then... And you're just really struggling, but you got to still, you know, go. What's your, like, upper limit of reasonableness? I'm not talking about what's in your bank account right now, good month selling houses or not or whatever. Like, what do you think you'd be like, it's worth it?
Like, if it's that bad and I'm at 7-Eleven, I'm going with a roller hot dog, a gas station boner pill, and a Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew.
Wait, so what?
Probably.
Whoa. Stop. Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew?
Oh, yeah. They got Mountain Dews with the Flamin' Hot flavor in there.
What?
Just burn, it's scientifically proven to just burn everything out of your body and you're healthy again.
Except for the heartburn. Like,
No. It burns that too.
It also burns your heart.
Burns your heart. You're good. You're good to go.
Fight fire with fire.
You put it in one side, it comes out the other, and you're fine.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's so something that I want to taste just a taste of, but don't want to have more than that. I'll stick to Baja Blast. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Dude, happy anniversary.
I feel like what they should do, because this is what every... first of all, my answer is $20. I feel like if the thing costs $20,
I'll
pay $20 to get rid of hangover. If it costs more than $20, it depends on how hungover I am. But what they should do, because of that specifically...
What flavor is that, Siege? He's got a Mountain Dew he's holding.
Oh, this is just Mountain Dew. Just regular.
That's just Mountain Dew flavored Mountain Dew.
The orange one was the best back when they did the orange flavor.
Code Red.
Code Red's awesome.
It was Code Red, but it was orange. No, it was like...
Oh, yeah.
Specifically
yeah.
the orange yes. Code Red.
Yeah.
Sorry, Brandon.
I feel like what they should do, because this seems to be the way the world goes, is...
This is the way.
It's not a subscription service necessarily, but they charge a premium if you're extra hungover. So, like, the more hungover you are, it's a sliding scale. So, like, if you're, like, just a little bit hungover, they're like, yeah, we'll give you, like, this for $5. If you're, like, just absolutely still drunk, basically, they give you, they're like, this is going to cost you $50.
Yeah. Well, at the time of writing, the shot cost over $1,300.
Screw that, man.
No.
There was a wedding that bought a shot of this for every person in attendance so they could drink it and then go without thinking twice about it and just...
Where was it? Dubai?
Dude, I would just be hung over and sell that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, for real. Are you kidding me? Dude, down here they have like mobile IV places. Yeah. They just come to you and just hook you up and rejuice you, and you're good to go.
Bert Kreischer, the comedian, he does that when he's on tour every morning. He has a lab tech come out, and whoever he's hanging out with, he just sets everyone up with an IV bag and gets them back out there to party.
Of course he does. Wow. He's from Florida. He knows how it rolls. I mean, that's what we do down here. And that's like 50. That's like you can do that for $50, and if you get groups of people, it's like discounts.
I feel like sometimes I should just do that regardless because I've just been sleeping enough and eating enough and just like...
Oh, yeah. Can they just like it's mainline all of the vitamins that I need for a year in one go?
It's like vitamins and saline and all the good stuff.
Would you do it daily?
I don't know, man. I'd have to pee so much.
If they made it nice and easy, I was just about to say, if I could just put like a little thing in my butt while I'm at work or something.
I do that every day anyway.
And if it became like standard that everybody was doing it, so I wasn't the only guy with my pants halfway down putting a little catheter in my butthole to get the vitamins in, then like I'd probably do it every day. Yeah.
You could be a trendsetter.
If you could beer bong.
You had to beer bong the shot into your butt.
I'd do it. Butt drunk. In there.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fat Bachelor is butt drunk again.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of hot bods, I'm really torn on this concept. A British dude has had his body frozen and shipped to the United States so it can be revived in the future, like Futurama. The facility...
Just the body? Is his head still alive?
No, it's like his whole
oh, the
entity.
whole shimmer bang.
Yeah. Like he's just dead.
The facility is in Michigan. I had to read the whole thing and then I was like, hold on. This dude's definitely dead, right? Because we don't have the technology to like... You know,
freeze people or what? Yeah. What's it called? The dry
cryo freeze.
Yeah, but what's the candy now that everybody's into? It's the freeze dried people. Yeah.
Oh boy, some freeze dried Skittles are off the hook.
Yeah, no,
it's great. Siege, I'd recommend it since Brandon's being a buzzkill right now. But
I'm here for astronaut food,
dude. It's amazing. Anyway, so this guy, like, he had terminal cancer, and so they froze him to death, or maybe he died first. I couldn't quite tell, but that doesn't matter. He's spent a ton of money so that way, when they have the technology, they can revive him at the facility in Michigan. And I'm like, man, talk about being bummed out. You, like, come to and you're in Michigan? Like, the year 2214, Michigan is on fire.
You think that they, like... The reason they do it in Michigan is because in the winter, in order to save energy, they just put all these human popsicles out the lake. You just get all these like...
They're just hanging out on like the laundry cord.
And they're just bobbing. Like, whoop, whoop.
Kids are out ice skating, like playing hockey. There's just a dude.
I called them reanimated popsicle people. So yeah, like we're pretty much on the same page here. Yeah.
I'm thinking like, have we gotten to the point where we can do a Demolition Man type thing?
I mean, we should.
Can we reanimate people?
The problem is the trajectory we're on right now is that it's Idiocracy. Like, it's not going to be as cool as Futurama. It's like you're going to wake up and be like, okay, so where do we sign in? And they're like, you know how to write? And you're like, what?
Yeah.
Barely, but yeah. Yeah.
Dude, it's Biff Tannen's America.
Yeah.
We're going down.
Well, hopefully not. Everyone vote in November for not a felon. Anyway, I don't actually care if you vote or not. None of this matters. My existential crisis is full on.
Like, yeah, Gregor already has his freezing scheduled for later this week.
Yeah.
But he's getting frozen in Japan.
We're starting face first. That's the thing, is the election is while I'm in Japan. Maybe I just don't come back. Maybe I just... maybe I just figure out how to jump out of that plane from somewhere
over the Pacific. And then all of a sudden Japan has an illegal immigrant problem?
Yeah, I mean, you turn on sumo, it's just me getting devastated in sumo. Some 44-year-old man just getting annihilated. I wish I was the fat bachelor.
You could win, and then I'm just imagining, like, I can't put this on the podcast. Never mind.
Yes, you can.
Just like, I'm just imagining, like, Hakuho, I won't do the accent.
Okay, thank you.
Saying they took our jobs, but...
Yeah. I wish I had a South Park sounder right now.
They took our jobs.
All right, fellas, one more before we go. I hear about these things every so often, but now there is a proper... Oh, I didn't write down the name of the company. There's a proper San Francisco startup, a biotech company in the Bay Area that has scienced us a solution to the common hangover. Mm-hmm. Ironically, the cure is a shot of liquid. It's about the same amount.
Hair of the dog.
However much that is. It's called Z-Biotics or something like that. Which is the Z for zombie? Because that's awesome. You can read about it at sfstandard.com if you want.
Is it a Z-pack?
Apparently, it's an enzyme combo, and it breaks down the... acetaldehyde, a toxic gut-littering byproduct of alcohol that causes those morning after headaches and what they call stomach gymnastics.
So the idea
scientific term.
You take the shot of the enzyme, not of diarrhea, the shot of enzyme, and you have 18 hours of, like, you're in the clear, and it'll fight that off. Now, I want you to guess how much each shot of this costs so we can determine whether or not it's viable. Like, what would you...
$6 billion.
Let's put it this way. If you were at 7-Eleven and you were very hungover and you saw this shot, like, I'm talking about, like...
How did you know that that's where I end up when I'm hungover?
I don't know. But you'd say you're at 7-Eleven, you're very hungover, like, just even the idea of rolling food is, like, gonna make you yak, probably onto the rollers, and then... And you're just really struggling, but you got to still, you know, go. What's your, like, upper limit of reasonableness? I'm not talking about what's in your bank account right now, good month selling houses or not or whatever. Like, what do you think you'd be like, it's worth it?
Like, if it's that bad and I'm at 7-Eleven, I'm going with a roller hot dog, a gas station boner pill, and a Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew.
Wait, so what?
Probably.
Whoa. Stop. Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew?
Oh, yeah. They got Mountain Dews with the Flamin' Hot flavor in there.
What?
Just burn, it's scientifically proven to just burn everything out of your body and you're healthy again.
Except for the heartburn. Like,
No. It burns that too.
It also burns your heart. So
burns your heart. You're good. You're good to go.
Fight fire with fire.
You put it in one side, it comes out the other, and you're fine.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's something that I want to taste just a taste of, but don't want to have more than that. I'll stick to Baja Blast. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Dude, happy anniversary.
I feel like what they should do, because this is what every... first of all, my answer is $20. I feel like if the thing costs $20,
I'll
pay $20 to get rid of hangover. If it costs more than $20, depends on how hungover I am. But what they should do, because of that specifically...
What flavor is that, Siege? He's got a Mountain Dew he's holding.
Oh, this is just Mountain Dew. It's regular.
That's just Mountain Dew flavored Mountain Dew.
The orange one was the best back when they did the orange flavor.
Code Red.
Code Red's awesome.
It was Code Red, but it was orange. No, it was like...
Oh, yeah.
Specifically the orange Code Red. Sorry, Brandon.
I feel like what they should do, because this seems to be the way the world goes, is...
this is the way.
It's not a not a subscription service necessarily, but they charge a premium if you're extra hungover. So, like, the more hungover you are, it's a sliding scale. So, like, if you're, like, just a little bit hungover, they're like, yeah, we'll give you, like, this for $5. If you're, like, just absolutely still drunk, basically, they give you, they're like, this is going to cost you $50.
Yeah. Well, at the time of writing, the shot cost over $1,300.
Screw that, man.
No.
There was a wedding that bought a shot of this for every person in attendance so they could drink it and then go without thinking twice about it and just...
Where was it? Dubai?
Dude,
it
I would just be hung over and sell that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, for real. Are you kidding me? Dude, down here they have like mobile IV places. Yeah. They just come to you and just hook you up and rejuice you, and you're good to go.
Bert Kreischer, the comedian, he does that when he's on tour every morning. He has a lab tech come out, and whoever he's hanging out with, he just sets everyone up with an IV bag and gets them back out there to party.
Of course he does. Wow. He's from Florida. He knows how it rolls. I mean, that's what we do down here. And that's like 50. That's like you can do that for $50, and if you get groups of people, it's like discounts.
I feel like sometimes I should just do that regardless because I've just been... Not sleeping enough and eating enough and just like...
Oh, yeah. Can they just like it's mainline all of the vitamins that I need for a year in one in like
yeah,
one
it's like
go,
vitamins and, then, and saline and all the good stuff.
Would
and
you
just
do it daily?
Just,
like if
daily?
If you could?
Oh, I don't know, man. I'd have to pee so much.
If they made it easy, if they made it nice and easy,
like
if
the
I
butt?
Could just yeah, I was just about to say if I could just put like a little thing in my butt while I'm at work or something.
I do that every day anyway.
And if it became like standard that everybody was doing it, so I wasn't the only guy with my pants halfway down putting a little catheter in my butthole to get the vitamins in, then like I'd probably do it every day. Yeah,
you could be a trendsetter.
Yeah, oh, if you could beer bong,
you had to beer bong the shot into your butt.
I'd do it, butt drunk, in there.
Yeah.
Okay. The Fat Bachelor is butt drunk again.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.